the icon in Bartlesville, beyond ConocoPhillips and all, of course, is the Price Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Lloyd Wright development.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Price family, and you know the Price names and all, so just talk mm-hmm. to me about that and how it came about.
Well, Hal Price came to Bartlesville working for the smelter. He was a mining engineer that had graduated from the Colorado School of Mines. He met and married Mary Lou, his wife. She was a school teacher from Purcell that had graduated from OU. And he became very interested in electric arc welding. And he, while he was working for the smelter, saw what was going on in the oil patch and the need for pipelines. And back in those days, the pipelines were very, very labor intensive to build because they were actually, they had flange and collar type pipelines that were bolted together. And one of the major pipelines that comes across one of the ranches that we operate, they replaced it several years ago, and I couldn't believe it, but it was jillions of bolts, you know, that put it together. And I understand that they brought a Polish crew in from Europe to do that work on that early day pipeline. But anyway, apparently that's how all the pipelines were put together, and it was very expensive and very slow. And so he thought if he could weld those joints together, it would save a lot of time, money, and so forth. So he didn't develop arc welding, but he developed the portable arc welding. And those first ones were actually horse-drawn. They'd put the portable welder and engine in a wagon and pull it with horses. I've seen pictures of those early day pipeline welding rigs. So that's really what started his career in the pipeline business. But he was obviously a very brilliant engineer, and there's many things that are still lineup clamps, et cetera, that Hal Price developed that are still used today in the pipeline industry. And I was fortunate enough to grow up with Harold and Joe, Mr. and Ms. Price's two sons, and spent a lot of hours at their house, and Mr. Price was kind enough to take my brother and I. He was a big sports fan, and one of the first college football games I ever saw was back in the Bob Fenimore, Glenn Dobbs days, a TU, Oklahoma A&M game at Skelly Stadium. I would have probably never gotten to see any of the hockey games that I went to in Tulsa and so forth if it hadn't been through the kindness of the Prices. And we were just privy growing up to a lot of things that we wouldn't have been had it not been for their generosity and so forth. It, in a way, kind of sad to see the development of Starview Farm into homes, even though the developer that's doing it's doing a wonderful job, and I think the Prices would be very proud. But where their beautiful home that they built right after the World War II is now being developed. But I remember so well when they first bought that property and were building the lake and cleaning it up and so forth, and they were so proud of it and built a Cliff May designed ranch style house which is now been torn down on the Starview Farm. Ms. Price was a five-gated horse enthusiast, and I guess had one of the best breeding operation for gated horses anywhere in the country, and used to show horses all over the United States. And she was a very, very great lady and very generous person. And we're just very fortunate here in Bartlesville to have had the Prices happened to settle here and start their company. And of course, when Mr. Price decided to build an office building, he chose Frank Lloyd Wright, who had designed that building to be built down on the Bowery in New York back in the 20s. The people that were going to build it, the deal fell through, and it had just been languishing on the drawing board for many, many years. And I believe it was 1955 when Mr. Price made the deal to go ahead and build it. And he didn't need as large a building, so they simply took the pre-designed building that Mr. Wright had designed all those years before and simply downscaled it, just shrunk it. So from a practical standpoint, it had a lot of problems. The elevators are extremely small, and the hallways are very small, and so forth. But it is a beautiful building, and it's something that everybody in Bartlesville is very proud of. Fortunately, a nonprofit that Pete Silas has done a marvelous job of putting together has restored it and is operating it. Many people can enjoy it today, and we're very proud to have it here in Bartlesville.
Hal Price and Frank Lloyd Wright, were they friends before this project, or they became friends? He reached out to Frank Lloyd Wright?
Yes, he did. I think his son Joe was a close friend of the head of the architectural department at OU, Bruce Goff. Goff made the connection with Frank Lloyd Wright for the Price family.
Well, I want to thank you. You've been very giving to this interview. You were very giving to me, driving us out on the ranch. And I really thank you. These words will live on for many, many years to come, thanks to the technology of today. So the youngsters who are going to school and for land management and all will learn a lot from what you've had to say.
Been a great day. Been fun being with you.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.